so I be sublime.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. Final fan day of three in a row. Then they'll have a few more later in the week. Fans are out here. This joint is packed. People are having fun. We do have breaking news on the fan. We got plenty of football to discuss. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, Jake. What's up?
Let's get a feels-like temperature. It's hot, dude.
It feels like it's hot.
It definitely feels like
it's
hot.
Well, the people that, the Select Event Group, who put up all the stadiums
and
stuff.
Yeah, the security stuff guy.
I had to go over there and meet some people. Their side, that air conditioner, I feel like I was in Iceland, though. I told him, I said, hell, can y'all come over to the tent I'm about to go to and hook me up? She said, what tent you're in? She said, oh, you're in one of the radio tents. I said, next year? Since I came over here and hollered with y'all, we need a better thing. Because I said, our little air conditioner is not kicking it
at all. They also have doors. Like, they have real. So here's what we need next year.
Jay.
B, we got people. Let's get a Rood system out here and Paul Henry build us some doors.
Hell yeah. Paul, you're listening now. That same place you built for JP in the back?
Yeah, dude.
We need a kind of glass one so people can see us, but they can't get to us.
Yeah.
And then Jim and Jimbo, roll out here with the Rood equipment systems and we'll be good.
I know Jim doesn't like driving to Maryland to deal with me. I'm in Ashburn, baby. This is a home game for you. Now, the breaking news, however, is it is quite hot and we're live on the radio and B just got a rack of food from the Tacoma Station food truck.
Yeah, man, I figure everybody want to try them. Make sure we hook it up. So me and you going to sit up here. We just ate some catfish. We brought these some wings and we got shrimp and grits.
So I did not expect to eat catfish at 10 a.m. in 95 degree heat.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Dog, that was good. That was really, really good. B, yesterday it kind of happened as
oh, and I got you a gift.
Oh, what is it? Cigar. We smoked Cohiba blunts. that's great. Thank you. The Terry thing, the Schefter report kind of broke as we were getting done yesterday. And then a little later in the day, Courtland Sutton signed a contract with the Denver Broncos.
Why much?
So he got about 23 a year.
Terry way better than that, though.
Courtland Sutton is not as good as Terry McLaurin, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year their stats were damn near identical, but Terry got way more touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I mean, they went for almost the exact same yardage, exact same catches, but Terry had 13 touchdowns to Courtland's 8. And in Sutton's career, he's missed a lot of time, right? Yeah. He almost missed a full season in 2020. That was a COVID year, so who knows? That was weird. He's been pretty dependable, but he only has 2,000-yard seasons. And while they're about to be the same age, this is Terry's point. Sutton turns 30 in October. Terry turns 30 in September. But Sutton has played a full another season. He was drafted in 2018.
Yeah.
Terry wasn't drafted till 19.
Yeah.
So there's age and then there's football age that are a little different.
And that's production.
Right. So Sutton signed a four-year, $92 million extension, right? $41 million in guarantees. So basically, they guaranteed about 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, Terry is way better than that. But at the same time, I think there is some questions about the age thing. So, what if any impact do you think this Sutton deal, now that that's the latest receiver deal?
They are going to definitely use it because their ages are closer. But I think you say he had 2 1,000-yard seasons. How many did Terry have?
Terry's had
5 or 6.
I think Terry's had 6 straight.
So he's had 6.
He's had 5 straight.
5 straight.
5 and 6 years. And his rookie season, he had 919 yards and didn't play the last two games.
So that's 3,000-yard seasons better.
Yeah.
I still would have to believe that Sutton has had better quarterbacks as well, right?
No. Denver's been bad until last year with Bo Nix.
They had Bo Nix. They had Russ there as well. So I won't put Russ behind anything.
Wentz,
Sam Howell,
I won't put him behind
Wentz.
Yeah.
I won't put him behind Heineke.
That's fair.
So he's had better receivers. So I understand. Now, Metalik is here. When we were talking about right at the 33, 34, I think that's going to drop down.
We've said 29, or we've said 30 is the number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to wonder if 28, 29 isn't the number. 28.5. Dude, how long will this go if there's a guaranteed? So it's 28.5 for talking sake. What is 28 and a half times 2 be? Help me understand.
28 and a half times 2? 14.25.
No, that's dividing. Times 2.
Times 2, 57.
If they can get to a place where there's $55, $57 million guaranteed, and this thing gets closer and closer to week one.
It happens.
At some point, 55 mil, 56 mil, guaranteed. Don't you think eventually it gets really hard to not sign something like that?
It does, but I think you – like, I understand the whole thing, and I understand Courtland Sutton and all that, but you cannot try to now tell a person what their worth is based off of what somebody else's worth is, especially a guy that has missed more time than you. You've been more dependable. You've had more production. Then that would be kind of disrespectful.
I think the biggest issue in all of this is because Pittsburgh traded for Metcalf, they were pot committed and they overpaid. Like, to me, Metcalf shouldn't be the fourth highest paid receiver in the NFL.
That may be the case.
But it also doesn't matter. If Terry's drawing his line on that, this thing, you know, if you're going to be above Metcalf, you're talking top three, top four in the NFL, and maybe they're not willing to do that. And if the number's got to be 30, it's just crazy that both sides can't compromise on this thing a little bit. And you wonder, as time goes on and you watch practice today, and you talk to people, like, you know, Michael Gallup made a couple catches today. The kid, Ja'Cory Brooks, has been pretty good. But, like, you watch a deep ball go to 16, and it's just not close, and you're like, man, what if that was 17?
I saw four go to 19, and that's the kid been in the league.
That's Chris Moore.
Chris Moore been in the league 10 years. He touched one of them, and he didn't catch it. If I think four go to – I just say this, man. I watch those receivers out there, and a lot of guys show you some stuff that they could possibly be a help. None of them shows you that they could be a replacement.
No. Debo had to play at camp today. Long deep ball down the right side, laid out for it, caught it. It was just beautiful. I imagine the Commanders will post that so everybody can see the video. So everybody knows, you know, the media is not allowed to shoot this stuff. And they've actually really been cracking down on the fans, too.
Laid that thing out there perfectly, though. Great touch. Didn't put too much on it where it would be overthrown. But Debo went and got that thing.
It was really impressive. B, what have you seen from Luke McCaffrey? We've been watching for, you know, we're 6 days in now.
I'll tell you this. I can see him being a little better fluidly. He looks more like the receiver now, but I think he's thinking. When I watch him, I don't see a guy who's just reacting. I see a guy who's out there thinking about everything he's doing. And when you think about everything you're doing, you don't go as fast as you possibly can. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like if I know I got to go seven steps, hit it, and go out or in, you know, he seems to be counting the seven steps. One, two, three. Instead of just boom, 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 bang, and go with it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that little thing is troubling him. He has to get to the point where he's comfortable being what he is. It's the second year, and I can remember, like, coming in as a former quarterback who's now moving to running back. And that first year was hell. The next year, it was a little easier because I was able to be the return guy, you know, where I had something solidified and I was able to go overboard on working on the other stuff. For him, it's not that necessarily. He got a lot of people he's competing against at both positions.
Yeah, man, it's – the Luke thing is interesting because it's just you haven't seen it, man, and you wonder what the trust level is with Jaden. You wonder what Jaden's trust level is with a lot of these dudes, and how much better he would feel if 17's out there. You know what I mean? And Jaden's a say the right thing, do the right thing guy, but like, dude, we're only a week away from the New England practices, and I don't know what New England's talent level is. They have some good corners. That kid Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's great. Did he get hurt or something?
His rookie season.
Okay. Is he completely back?
I believe so, but I'll find that out. You know, Mike Vrabel coach team, they're going to be looking to make a statement with the Commanders coming to town with how much success Washington had last season. And I think Washington's defense looks a lot better, And I think Jaden Daniels can make chicken salad out of chicken feathers.
He like, looks good.
Dude,
totally. Listen, I'm going to give you that. Look, that dude looks good. Damn good.
Yeah, totally. Michael Gallup looked okay today. I actually want to try to grab Rooster. I know Rooster was scheduled to talk to Gallup. But, dude, it's going to be interesting to watch it unfold, man. And it doesn't seem close, which is kind of what you and I have said. And you just – you wonder, you know, unless there's some compromise coming, like, does this thing go down the trade request route and they say no, or – you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he is under contract for the year. Yeah. We're almost to August. It's July 29th. My guess be, and I'm curious what you think on this, the Ravens preseason game is the 23rd of August, right? That Thursday, August 21st, is the joint practice with the Ravens.
Yeah.
I think if you're DQ and you're Cliff, if you're DQ and Cliff, you want Terry in yesterday. But organizationally, by the time you get to that Ravens joint practice, that's going to be your best real test before the season starts.
Yeah.
Not the game, that practice. I think they'd love to have 17 back by then.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
But, you know, like I said, these things get ugly. They go where they go. And I think what's going to come down to it now is the player, and I will say it over and over again, is going to have to make a decision, not the agent, the player. The agent's job is to tell you, I can get. And if he can get it, he gets it. But when it doesn't seem to be working, now you got to be able to say, am I going to fight for that and not get this? Because – if it's 28, 29, that's life-changing still, right?
Yeah.
And I think you got to think about that instead of the agent trying to make sure he looks good to the public.
Especially this would be the most high-profile deal his agent's ever done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and listen, man.
Maybe that helps you land and other clients.
We can both be completely off base.
Right.
But I have been around where people tell me, where I've seen it and I've dealt with it. I had an agent tell me one time, I had been offered a deal that a new guy had got because I was a talent deal with the person. I could get more than that. I said, well, you get more than that, I will sign the contract you get, and I'll come back with you. If you don't, then I don't want to hear anything else from you. You know when I heard from him? About 9 months ago when I ran into him somewhere. So I'm talking about 1990-something. And I heard from him then because the dude didn't get what he can get. The player is the boss.
Yep.
Any way it goes.
Yep. Here's what I want to do. We haven't done this in a while. I want to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're now into day six of camp. We're starting. Terry's been here. He said a few things. No real progress day to day. We have this Schefter report about considerably more than DK Metcalf. We also now have this Courtland Sutton deal hitting. Which you can – Terry's undeniably better than Sutton, and I argue Terry's better than DK, but Sutton and Terry are the same age, and front offices are going to point to that. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of new data points since the last time we did the Terry calls. 800-636-1067. How are you feeling about the McLaurin situation? He's here. He's holding in. He's in the meetings. He's with his teammates. But he's not on the field, and there are moments out there where you could tell they could use him on the field.
Yeah, that's true. 100% facts. But the thing of it is, you can't get to a point where you try to prove a point by saying, well, look what this other guy got. Well, are you telling me I'm not as good as that other guy? That's what you don't want to make a player hunker down by trying to say, well, he got this. This will you. No. Don't forget the numbers. Don't forget the production. Don't forget what we've done side by side.
Totally.
You know, at least give me that love and respect, but don't ever try to just dismiss it.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Want to start this with calls. I'm going to give you guys a full hour. Nicky Jabal is going to join us at 11. Barstool Nate's going to join us at noon. All the Barstool guys were here today. Got to see PFT and Big Cat. It was cool to see those guys in their element. Landy, is that Elijah up and live?
Yes,
if it is. Let's take Elijah.
What's
man.
Up, Elijah?
How you feeling about this Terry situation, brother?
Man, I wish he would
settle itself, as everyone would like it to. I've been thinking, is this Terry's last big money contract? Or
for the most part, yes.
This number. So I'm thinking about myself. If somebody say, look, Slim, this is about the last time you're about to go up in this grocery store. I'm probably going to take some time to make sure I got everything I think that I need moving forward. And you just said that too, B, even dealing with this agent thing. If he says, look, yeah, man, after this, Terry, he may not even be able to push Terry after this contract, and he may have to retool and find some other guy. So, hell yeah, the guys are looking around about how this situation is going to go. I personally would design a man after the NFC title game, because a lot of cats haven't made their decisions yet, and you could have jumped out there to say, look, man, we got this. We lost the game, but we know where we're headed. I'm not trying to put his outside situation, him being married and all the fun stuff. That don't have nothing to do with ball, but it's still a good time for the man's life, man. You see what they're building. You see what's going on. I thought they should have took care of it and got on an offensive and try to get this thing taken care of. And I wouldn't be surprised if this situation goes around the NFL and other organizations look at this situation and say, look, Slim, we're going to have to make a serious choice moving forward, because if somebody resets the market before you get an opportunity to, now you're playing into someone else's hand. You better look at the thing for yourself and stop looking at everybody's organization about how you view your players and what the market is. You set the tone when you're looking at your own chips and you look at your own account, what you can and cannot do, and you holler at them so you have more time to work the deal. I just feel like they didn't have enough time. We waited. We hadn't been in a title game in a while, and I think we were just feeling good. And I think that was a time to get going, and they kind of waited. So this is, this is what you get sometimes in business. You got a guy 30. DK ain't better than Terry, man. He's just not in certain aspects. You know he's the better guy, but it's situation. And I think they just kind of got bit in the butt by a bad situation and other teams trying to make moves, and they didn't really get an opportunity to get their coin where they wanted to. I would have just said, look, man,
it's a great call, Eli.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, man. Good call. Keeping these phone lines open all hour. The Terry McLaurin situation. We're 6 days into camp. Terry's here, but he ain't practicing. He's signing autographs, not contracts. How you feeling? Where is this thing at as we amass more data points? What I can tell you is, as Terry's trying to go through this and the agent is dealing with the contract stuff, if you're in a similar boat, you need the right agent, especially if you're dealing in real estate, and you need our guy, John Leahy.
Yep, you need that right agent, just like Ashley did. Ashley had purchased her Upper Marlboro home 2 years ago, but it hadn't gained any equity. For her, it had become time to sell. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group went right to work, and it certainly didn't take long. The property was under contract within 3 days and sold for the very price that John and his team had recommended in only 2 months. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend, John Leahy, and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And think about it this way. Homes are starting to sit a little longer. Interest rates are high. Buyers are starting to get a little more control of the situation. So if you're a little afraid or just nervous about not being able to sell your home for that top dollar figure, check out John Leahy's VIP seller program. John has access to pre-approved buyers and knows how to create top demand for your home, getting you the highest price possible. He's so confident he'll get it done, he'll even guarantee it. That's why I would call John, and so would be. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Am I cold?
How you doing, man?
What's good. Happening? How about you?
So I'm good.
I really think his agent is doing him a disfavor. I really believe he does not have the experience. I was looking at his list player. The next, like, his player, the highest, like, earner is, like, Deshaun Watson, making, like, around $15 million. And I think he came and promised McLaurin that, oh, we can get a deal higher than DK. But I think now they're hitting the wall, and I see problem of him, like, backing down. somebody said really good on Twitter yesterday. They said, like, this guy is like a house real estate trying to sell a hotel. So definitely, I think the agent is doing him a disfavor for asking for a lot of money, more than DK. That's like impossible. And I know they're saying like he has the production and everything, but it's almost impossible to say, oh, do not consider the age. Like, age is definitely a factor in the sport, unfortunately. There might be outliers, like he might continue to perform similar or better, but it's impossible not to consider from the like the team's viewpoint. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You can consider it, but the thing about it, understand, an agent has to try and get the most money he can for his player. That's not a disservice. If you have a product, you have something to sell that's valuable, you sell it to the highest. You don't sell it. You don't low sell it. So I understand you say maybe asking for a lot, but you normally ask for more than you want, and you end up selling somewhere. But I'll say it as I said earlier, at the end of things, the player decides on whether I'm going to sign this deal or not, not the other way around, and that's what it comes to. So let's go now to Zeke in Southeast. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Hey, first of all, let me set
doing
JT
well, man.
Straight,
how you feeling?
Man. I'm doing great. Let me set JT straight, man. I grew up down south, and tell them catfish and grits was for breakfast almost every other week. Hey, but Brian,
yeah, we got that.
Yeah, everybody's blaming. Hey, like you said, the agent does not make the final say. It's up to the player. The player is the boss. I think we are offering him $30 million a year, but only for 2 years, because we got to pay him $30 million. If we pay him his salary and franchise him next year, that's an average of $30 million. We got to pay that anyway. The problem is Terry knows this is his last contract. Mm-hmm. He wants another $30 million guaranteed probably for another year, and that's where we're apart. That's what I believe. But I think he'll give in and take the money at the end. Terry will.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, Zeke. And the thing of it, man, listen. Yes, age matters and things like that. But what if I, in my career, had said, oh, 30 years old, I just accept what the hell somebody wanted to give me and not go out and perform? And I could take those 3 years and put them against any 3 years in the previous years before I was 30. And those years after 30 were damn better. And there are a lot of athletes that perform for 3-4 years after 30. So if his contract is going to take him to 32, 33, we can't sit up and say, well, at 32, he's not going to be producing. Well, if you're producing at 31, the 30, 31, 32, you got the most of it. You got the majority of the contract. And I think that's what you go with sometimes. I know a lot of fans, we sit up here and we dictate, oh, don't get it. We don't have a clue of that type of money. We ain't making it. So we throw it out there, give it or don't give it. No, you need to know the things that go into this. And that dude is still producing. He's ascending. He's not declining. And I think that's why he's going to try to stay hard with this thing. But I think eventually everybody come to their senses and make this thing happen. Let's go to Malachi in Wheaton. What's up, Malachi? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain, man. It's good to hear y'all again, man. It's the second day in a row. I feel how Terry feels about
appreciate
it,
man. You, man.
I'm kind of disappointed. Kind of disappointed in the whole he didn't get a contract yet, man. He's a big part of our offense, man. I think Adam Peters need to get it done, man. And I appreciate y'all taking my call.
All right, man. You know, and thank you for your call. A lot of folks, they think that way. But I'm not going to be stupid and sit here and say I don't understand the other side, because, yes, sometimes you know a guy deserves 30, 31. But if I could get him signed at 28, 29, that gives me more room or some leeway some other place. And that's when you have to be a little methodical. You got to be a little bit more slick with this thing. And I think Adam is not doing something to be a disservice or try to be at Terry. He is trying to do what he thinks is best for the football team. And that's something you have to understand. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what are your thoughts?
What's going on, fellas, man? Hey, blessings to everybody, man. Y'all do a hell of a job. I just say, yeah, with the team,
you
man,
too,
I just feel...
It's, thank you, man.
I feel... Yeah, blessings. I feel that they're going to sign him, man. I just look at how they negotiated with the guys, you know, they had in San Francisco, like the Trent Williams and the, the wide receivers and stuff like that. They let it go all the way up to training camp. And also, the reason why I think they're going to get it signed, because when you look at our receiving core is beautiful on paper, but when you take Terry out of that receiving core, that goes into like a C-minus, to like a C-minus to what we have on that team. And I feel if they go out there and trade Terry, whoever they get, is not going to add up to what they already have. And plus, he's already familiar with the offense. I just feel it's just a little shenanigans going on here and there. But Terry's going to be there, and I got season tickets. I'm looking forward to Yale Terry, you know, on game one of the season, man. Y'all keep up the blessings, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it, brother. Hey, let's just get Bobby. Bobby in Maryland. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, Brian? How y'all doing today?
Good, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good. One thing, you know, everybody's talking age. We all know in sports, age does have a factor. But like you said, Terry is still going forward. He's still producing at a high level. He's in there with the best of them. The negotiating on the contract, me personally, take 31 and a half, or maybe give him a 4-year deal, guarantee about 70, you know, 80, give him 110, guarantee 70, and let it be. But at the end of the day, like everybody is saying, we all know it don't look right without him out there. The dynamics of the offense takes a backward seat when he's not there. I appreciate it. Y'all take my call.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. And I agree with you what he's saying, but the thing of it, like, I understand when a person hit a certain age, the mindset is they do this, they do that. That's not 100%. So if it's not 100%, if I'm a player and I'm still balling, I'm going to try to ask for what I think I deserve. And I believe that's what's going on right now. As I look at this thing, I think the team is far better with Terry than it is without him. And if this thing – I just want him in camp. I want him to play. I understand where the team is at and things like that. But the thing of it, we cannot sit here and act as if, you know, Terry didn't produce last year like he did. And if you look at last year, it did not look like he took any step back. So if he's not showing it, why are you already asking for it and trying to – you want to make the contract based on the fact of what you think. But what if he were to go the next 3 years and play higher? Or is anybody going to step in and say, oh, we owe you money for playing better after 30? No, that's not going to happen. That is why the player has to fight. But I'll end it with this. And we're going to keep the calls going, 800-636-1067. The player still makes the final decision. 800-636-1067. We're going to take your calls as we continue. B. Mitchell Finley, we'll be right back.
Brooks, triumphant return to Ashburn. Right now, though, we're taking these calls. How you feeling about the Terry McLaurin situation? We've got more data points than the last time we took these calls. I'm not sure that they're all that good. Let's start with my guy Hamid on line two. What's up, Hamid? How you feeling about Terry?
Hey, guys. I'm just a little, you know, worried. Want to get the deal done. But I got a question for B. Mitch. Being a former player, I want – B. Mitch put on his GM hat, what would you pay him?
What would I pay him? I'll pay him $31 million.
Bang. That was easy.
Let's get the deal done.
Would you guarantee
Let's
2 years?
I'll definitely guarantee 2 years.
It's a good question.
But this is where a caller brought this up earlier, and Hamid, I want you to listen to this. He said, they know how old he's going to be. But what if he's performed at this level like he did last year after 30? Anybody going to come and give some money back? So that's why the players fight so hard before they sign a deal, because once you sign, you're stuck.
What if, and I don't know this, I'm asking, what if they want a third year guaranteed? Where do you go then?
I don't think you're going to get a third year guaranteed unless you sign a 4-year deal. I don't know if they're going to give him a 4-year deal.
I'm not asking what we think happens. What would you – If
based
a
off
third
of,
year was the hold up.
Based off what I know about contracts, I know that most GMs are not going to give you that third year guaranteed at this point of the career.
I agree.
And I think at that point, then you stop trying to get the third year and you fight for more guarantee in the first two.
I agree with that. I also, if you're talking about a guarantee in a third year, you're talking about 26, 27, 28. You're talking about 2028. Mm-hmm. When some of this Jaden stuff, you got to figure out.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know that they are. If they're fighting about guarantees in a third year, I think that's a losing fight.
Yeah.
I think if you could get $58 million guaranteed,
you probably go. But see, this is the one thing I think
55.
Either us in the media, the fans never ever think about. We're looking at this guaranteed based off of today's
sure.
money.
Yeah.
That guarantee that he would sign today is ish compared to what it's going to be in 3 years.
In 27.
Okay. Right. If the what is the salary cap this year? 200 and what million?
Like 220.
220. It'll be about 250, 260 then. So we're talking about something that's not going to be
Pardon
a problem.
Me. 280. I forgot.
So it's going to be well over 300 million
right.
by the time that comes.
It'll probably be like, especially if they get this new CBA and get to 18 games and
I'm
stuff.
I'm thinking about 320, 340.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the teams are thinking about the future, the player also thinks about the future, and the agent has to do it. I see a lot of people knocking his agent. I'll be honest with you. You cannot like agents, but their job is to be the ass. Their job is to be the one to go out there and get in front of things, to be the terrible person, says the tough things. Their job is not to be nice to the team. Their job is to fight for their guy. And if this is his most high-profile client, he better damn well fight hard for him.
Sure.
Or he'll never get nobody else to come with him.
Totally.
But still, player makes final decision.
Jaden is on line six. I can't confirm. My guess is this is not Jaden Daniels, but we do have a Jaden on line six. Hello, Jaden. How do you feel about the Terry situation?
Yeah, definitely not Daniels. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think it's okay to say it's a mishandle on all parties. If you're Terry, there's a blueprint to get paid that everybody's done, but I don't think Terry is being enough of an ass. Myles Garrett literally wrote a letter to Cleveland in March saying, I'm going to request a trade. I am leaving. And got paid. T.J. Watt did the same thing. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I grew up in Ellicott City. All my friends are Ravens fans. He wrote a letter because he was pissed off and wanted to get paid to his fans requesting a trade. And you know what? All those guys got paid. That's the blueprint. And I think Terry is too good of a guy, but that's what you have to do. Because now what's his leverage? The trade. No one's going to do a trade before the draft, right? He's under contract for a year.
Trade before the draft is what would have made sense, but they thought
exactly.
things were on like, better terms then. A draft pick trade now doesn't help you because you need a player to play this fall where your team is good
right,
and has
think,
a chance to compete. So I'm with
I
you.
I think that's a blueprint from the player side.
The super hard-ass strategy has been proven effective, but you also just got to be who you are, and that's not really who Terry is.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good call, though.
But I think on the – okay.
Thank you. No. It's a good call, man. I appreciate you, Jaden. We got a couple more callers. So, Brandon and JT, stay there. But our friend Lauren Ricketts is here, meteorologist and much more for NBC4 WTOP. Lauren, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I'm super pumped to be here. This is awesome.
What's up?
So, you threw me for a loop because I saw you and you're wearing a Sean Taylor jersey and hanging out. And I'm like, all right, cool. Lauren's here for the day. I know she's a big Skins fan. And then, like, I see you an hour later, and you're dressed for work. You got Brooks walking around. You're clearly doing a hit for the morning show or something.
Yep.
So you've been doing a lot this morning.
Oh, everything. I mean, they asked me to come out to training camp, and I ran, even though I knew it was going to be a billion degrees out here. My God, that humidity. But listen, I was pumped because I've spent the last 3 years overseas because my husband was based overseas, so I had to take a little hiatus. I was so jealous last year watching this team that I've loved forever make it almost all the way. And I really thought we were going to go to the Super Bowl. I only got to see a few games last year because of the time difference, but I got to read everything. And to see today is the first day that I've seen Jaden Daniels in action.
Oh, wow.
Today's
What's that
the first
feel like?
Day. It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome because not only was it awesome that I got to see him, and again, from a press standpoint, so I was down to the field, so of course that's a little bit better, but the fans, oh my goodness, the kids in strollers all the way up to somebody wearing a Sonny Jurgensen shirt that was wheeled
that
out here.
That original.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, probably, you know, his first wife or something. But I'm just saying, like, it was his mom. I have no idea. But I'm just saying, it just the fan experience along with watching everybody, it's been just incredible. So, you know, seeing him throw with his arm, I mean, just a huge pass to Deebo Samuels. I mean, it's just.
That was a pretty electric play.
I saw that, and the whole crowd went up. And so I just can't imagine what FedEx is going to be like.
So everybody, as soon as you meet Lauren.
Northwest, Lauren.
Like.
Northwest.
Northwest Stadium. Right. B gets the sponsors right. As soon as you meet Lauren Ricketts, you just like
engulfed
are a
by
ball
excitement.
A ball of energy.
There you go.
And I know how much you love the burgundy and gold.
I love it. Bleed
so
it.
I'm curious how you're feeling about this Terry situation.
Okay, so I've been talking to everybody about this because all of you guys are sports. I'm weather. So, like, in terms of, you know, being experts, you guys are the experts. I'm not. I'm just a fan. And being a fan, my heart for Terry McLaurin is huge because I'm diehard. Everybody I feel like feels that way. I'm upset with how things have turned out. Do I think he should be getting as much as maybe DK Metcalf? No, I don't.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that was a thing that came out yesterday. I think hopefully he's going to settle for maybe in the middle, around 30, and hopefully we get this deal done. I mean, I don't know how much y'all have talked about, but again, I know everybody's been harping on this over the last week or so since it's been going down. But
30 for your value, a million for dealing with all the BS.
He says 31. Get it done.
You were saying 31. What do you say, Jay? What do you say?
I wonder if it doesn't land 28-29.
Yeah.
But knowing Terry, I covered him since his rookie year. I'd love if it's 31.
Yes. I love it for him. He's great. And he's top dog on this team. He was with us, you know,
you
before Jamie Daniels. So
you
like
see it all the time.
He deserves it. Yeah, but you know, I don't know if he's worth that much, but I think hopefully at 30 we can get the deal done.
Well, totally.
Or maybe a little less.
To B's point, it's like in 2 years, it'll be a bargain,
yeah,
right? So you
got
to try to kind of have that long-term viewpoint. Let me, because these callers were on hold, let me get to them. Brandon in Graysonville. Brandon, what do you think about the Terry situation?
I think it's really layered. A lot of it, I think, comes down to the change of ownership and, Josh Harris and company. They're trying to make sure that they build a good sounding base. But meanwhile, Terry McLaurin had a massive year last year, and, his agent is, like what D-Mitch said, is just, he's trying to do his job. I really hope that, they kind of pump the brakes a little bit, give him 29-30. And, I'm sure that's already been said 1,000 times, but, first time caller, long time listener. And
appreciate you, brother.
Nothing but love for you guys.
Thanks, right. Brandon.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, bud. All right, JT's in Centerville. JT, where you at on the Terry situation, bud?
Honestly, there's two sides to every fence. I'm a big McLaurin fan, been a Commanders fan my whole life. But at the same time, Adam Peters got a job to do, too, for the future. I want Terry here today. He gonna get his money, whatever that money may be, he'll be here. So with that being said, I like what Adam Peters is doing. I might not like it publicly on the public side of it, but on the business side of it, I want the Commanders to win 10 years from now as well. So you got to balance that, and that's why he's the villain in all this. But you got to respect Terry's side of it, too. This is a big boy's business. He wants his money because his career is short. His lifespan is his career, so I can understand both sides of it. People got to step back from it and look at it from a business as well as a player side and know they got to meet in the middle somewhere. Terry's going to get his money, the team's going to get what they need, and everything's going to work out, and all this will be in the wash. At least that's my
great
hope.
Great call, man.
I like that perspective,
that's
brother.
A great call.
If you look at both sides, I think what we get normally is that somebody deal with one side or the other. And as I explained earlier about the agent and the player, then I talk about how I respect Adam Peters and what he needs to do as well, it's there. But you have to realize, on the player side, That agent, that GM already knows where he is going and where he can go. On the other side, you have to be able to let the agent know where you want to be able to. Let's not be stupid about this thing now, because if they completely pull back, you never know what the next person may say.
Sure. Well said from everybody there. Nikki Javala, Washington Post, joins us next.